And now it's time for A Dangerous Idea.
My name is Scott Westerfeld, and I'm a writer of novels for teens, including the Uglies and Leviathan series and my latest book, Afterworlds. My dangerous idea is that we'll all wind up teenagers. Let me start with the fact that teenagers are relatively new. Prior to about a century ago, there were only two stages of life, infant and adult. People went straight from being a child to being a factory worker, a miner, a soldier, or perhaps were married off. For the first few thousand years of human civilization, there was no intermediate stage, no adolescence to speak of. But starting in the 19th century, child labor laws began to appear, and many of the great powers stopped using child soldiers and sailors. And in some places, marriageable ages were raised to the mid-teens. In this gap between child and adult, a new phase of life began to form. In 1928, the word teenage appears in English, followed by teenager in 1941. Like anything new, of course, teenagers were first greeted with terror and calumny. In movies as classic as Rebel Without a Cause and Reefer Madness, they are portrayed as rudderless, uncivilized, and dangerous. The first great contribution of teen taste to American culture, rock and roll, was reviled as the devil's music, and every subsequent teen mania has been greeted with media outrage. From Elvis to rap stars, skateboard to scooters, blue jeans to hoodies, file sharing to sexting to MySpace to Snapchat, teenage obsessions are always the subject of adult moral panics. And yet, teen culture prevails. For the last decade, novels as diverse as Harry Potter, Twilight, The Hunger Games, and The Fault in Our Stars have drawn millions of adults as readers. But like rock and roll, they started with a teen or younger audience and have attracted the same censure from the media. Too sexy, too dark, too violent, too sad. In a word, too teenage. And yet, like rock and roll, they are here to stay. Lately, the growing dominance of teen culture has prompted some critics to wonder if adulthood itself might be coming to an end. But is this such a bad thing? Adolescence is a time of experimentation, of idealism, of language and skills acquisition, and of reflexively doubting authority. In the old world, these processes were only valuable until one acquired membership in one's chosen guild. Thereafter, they might destabilize the position one had achieved. But in contemporary life, innovation is perpetually necessary. As a result, what we now call being a teenager, this rebellious, unruly, uncertain, playful, and idealistic new stage of life, is expanding upward into the 20s and beyond. And eventually, perhaps, all but the very young and very ossified will be, for lack of a better word, teenagers.
Writer Scott Westerfeld with his dangerous idea. You can find more of them on our website at ttbook.org.